Worst dresser on the team. On travel days, probably B-Mac, Bernard McKinney. You know, you go to the flea market and they have those suits in the back. You know, you can tell he just took it out of the bag. It still kind of had those creases in it, and his shirt just fresh out of the bag, and it's just big.
Oh, boy. I'm going with Kevin Johnson. I can't really say because I wear some tight shirts sometimes, but Kevin Johnson's pants legitimately look like they were saran wrapped on. For me, it's tough for me to find jeans because I got big thighs in them. So I feel his pain, but he's skinny, so he doesn't have any problem. He just does it on purpose.
The worst dresser on the team is Shaq. Shaquille Rashad. It's just bad, man. I mean, he's got his own interesting little swag, but, I mean, sometimes it gets a little rough. His knees be ashy. He be wearing them short shorts, so it gets real, real bad. Shaq don't know what lotion is. He got to figure it out.
The worst dresser on the team, without a doubt, is Shaq. UNC thing, I don't know why, but it's a bad deal.
Worst dresser on the team, I'd have to say, CJ Fedorowicz. I don't know if he has a washer or dryer. He puts all his clothes on his loop and rotates them every other day. So,
Kevin Johnson. He never changes. He keeps the same outfit on constantly day after day. Wears it back again to the game. So he just continues to recycle the same outfit every day.
The worst dresser on the team, I would probably say Reader because his pants be too tight.
The worst dresser on the team would have to be Christian Covington. He just wears his pants too tight.
The worst dresser on the team is Bernard McKinney. Seriously, his suits are so big, like, jump out of a plane, he'd be floating.
Oh, my gosh. Like, NFL guys, they're all, like, so good at dressing now. Every day is a fashion statement. I'll take that. I'll take that claim. Worst dresser? I'm just basic cable, so.